Saturday, July 12, Business General Session. Any agenda changes made after Braille and print production can be accessed on the NFB 25 app or at nfb.org/convention. Changes will be marked with an asterisk. 8 to 8:45 a.m. Devotions, Studio 10. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m. Registration $30 and packet pickup, Salon A. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m. Banquet Exchange, Acadia Ballroom Foyer. General Session 3, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Grand Ballroom. Zoom meeting ID, nfb.org.zoom.us/j/920194878891. OneCap app event, ecs.onecapapp.com/event/nfb. Call to order and invocation. President Riccobono gavels the session to order. Religious member offers an invocation. Financial Report. President Riccobono presents the annual financial report, including a discussion of the current financial circumstances. Elections. Presentation of nominating committee report and elections for open board positions for the National Federation of the Blind. Collective action through financial technology. Utilizing disability wisdom to build meaningful innovations. John Cioca, Founder and Chief Executive Officer, Purple, New York, New York. America's Library for the Blind, an update on continued collaboration with the Organized Blind Movement, Jason Broughton, Director, National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, Washington, District of Columbia. Jason Yasner, Deputy Director, National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, Washington, District of Columbia. Reports and resolutions. President Riccobono delivers important information and convention business as time allows. 12 to 1:45 p.m., Banquet Exchange, Acadia Ballroom Foyer. 12 to 1:45 p.m., Independence Market, Napoleon Ballroom, Sheraton. Final opportunity to visit the Independence Market. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., Lyft's new service animal feature, Studio 2. Learn about Lyft's new opt-in service animal feature that just launched across all U.S. markets. Join us as we walk through the feature, describe how it works, and explain how to opt in. We will also have time for a Q&A to answer any remaining questions. Brianna Rivett, Community Safety Policy Manager, Lyft. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., Committee on Federation Website Coordination, Studio 8. Our agenda includes introductions, updates on changes to Drupal, exploring interest in upcoming trainings, discussion of CIVI CRM forms, and questions and answers. Steve Cook, Chair. 1:15 to 1:45 p.m., registration $30 and packet pickup, Salon A. General Session 4, 2 to 5 p.m., Grand Ballroom. Zoom meeting ID, nfb.org.zoom.us/j/920194878891. OneCap app event, ecs.onecapapp.com/event/nfb. Call to order. President Riccobono gavels the session to order. Building a constellation of opportunities. A blind astronomer researching the cosmos with multisensorial perception. Wanda Diaz-Merced, astronomer and director of science in Braille Global Office of Excellence, Gurabo, Puerto Rico. Equal protection under the law demands collective action. The blind and our right to live in the world. Eve Hill, General Counsel, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Power by the People, a progress report on our collective advocacy achievements, John G. Perret, Jr., Executive Director for Advocacy and Policy, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Jesse Shirick, NFB Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Sanjo Steele-Luchar, Legal Program Coordinator, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Justin Young, NFB Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Reports and resolutions. The Resolutions Committee shares its report and policy matters are considered. 5 to 7 p.m., Preserving and Telling Blind-Centered Stories, Acadia Ballroom Foyer. Touch and Hear Real History. Explore an exhibit showcasing some of the rich stories held in the NFB's library and archives, and learn about how we will showcase those stories in the Museum of the Blind People's Movement. Visit anytime between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. 5:15 to 9 p.m., Inclusive Fitness with Sports and Recreation Division. Accessible yoga, body weight training, inclusive movement exercise to keep the body loose and healthy throughout convention. Richie Flores, President. 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., Best Practices for Accessible CLIs, Gallery 4. Test drive a prototype of the AWS CLI and help Amazon validate their proposed best practices for CLI accessibility. The prototype focuses on CLI output. Your feedback will help raise the bar on CLI accessibility. Bring your assistive tech and tell us what you think. 6 to 7 p.m., DEI Book Club, Studio 3. This year's book is Crying in H-Mart by Michelle Zauner, available on Bookshare and Bard. Come prepared to discuss the book and engage in conversation with members of the DEI committee about how their intersecting identities impact their lived experience as blind people. Stacy Leap and Dan Fry, moderators. 6 to 7 p.m., Creating Community for Blind Human Services Professionals, Studio 10. Join us as we discuss strategies for rebuilding and revitalizing the Federation's Human Services Division. We'll assess challenges, brainstorm new initiatives, and set a direction for the future. Those working or aspire to be working in helping professions are urged to attend. Sarah Patnaud, Coordinator. 6 to 7:30 p.m., What's New at NLS, Studio 7. Join the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled to learn about the new online patron enrollment form, which will allow potential patrons to apply for NLS via the web. During the session, you will be able to test the new enrollment form and provide feedback. 6:30 to 8 p.m., Title II and Web Access, Advocate Early and Often, Studio 6. Join NFB's legal team to discuss changes to the ADA regarding public web accessibility, how those changes affect you, and the importance of advocating now to ensure a smooth transition later. Sanjo Steele-Luchar, Esquire, Legal Program Coordinator, National Federation of the Blind. 8 to 9 p.m., Friends of Recovery Meeting, Studio 5. All convention attendees interested in getting or remaining clean and sober are welcome to our confidential meeting. For more information, call 318-548-7895. 8 to 11 p.m., 23rd Annual Showcase of Talent, Gallery 1, 2, and 3. Join us for a night of great performances. Whether you take the stage or support your friends from the audience, it's always an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Performers $10, admission $5, cash prizes awarded. Email nfbpad@gmail.com with questions or to sign up. Caitlin McIntyre, President, National Federation of the Blind Performing Arts Division.